Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, where we are here with our season finale. We've made it through 2024, the King Zone.
What a great year it's been.
It's been great, hasn't it? Yeah.
It's been fun.
A lot of fun, a lot of betting, a lot of content.
Yep.
A lot of growth, individual and business and all that kind of stuff.
There always is. When you're pushing hard, there always is.
Fizz, welcome, mate. You've made it through 2024 as well.
Yeah, a lot of Eric growth over here for me as well.
Very good. Well, let's get into it. We've got the Ballarat Cup meeting, the last official big meeting of the Spring Carnival. And we're going to have a look at a couple of feature races from there, starting with the Eureka Stockade. What a brilliant name for a race. It's for 3- and 4-year-olds. And we have the AI screen up there. So Ferrari, I was just thinking about it. It profiles a little bit like Nadal. Obviously, Nadal roared onto the scene with the win in the Meteorite. But trained by Kieran Maher as well, a 4-year-old. Big call, but yeah, I went and had a look at Nadal's record. Very similar to Ferrari. Yep. And Kieran Maher's very good at getting these horses to peak and go to new levels.
He sure is. He's very good at placing horses as well. That's one of his great strengths. If we have a look at the AI screen there, you'll see that we've got Ferrari 107 bullet rating on top of Miss Rumbini at 75, and then down to Miraval Rose 65 and Mo down on 60. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk a little bit about the Ballarat track on Saturday. So at the moment it's a soft 6, but there is a bit of rain tipped on Friday and also showers on Saturday. So traditionally Ballarat is not really advantageous to be leading at Ballarat. You sort of want to be 4th, 5th, 6th. You want cover as well. You don't want to be trapped too far back on the inside. Barrier 1 can actually be a disadvantage sometimes. So it is hard to lead there as well. Most tracks it's a huge advantage if you can get to the lead. But Ballarat, you'd have to say Ballarat plays pretty fair actually in the scheme of things. So often horses draw on the inside that are going to lead are a little bit overbet at Ballarat with that long straight and big wide open spaces. So just be aware with the wet track of the bias there as well, and try and avoid horses that are going to sort of be on pace and on fence. Let's talk about this race. So Ferrari 107, got it a back. I'm definitely going to back Ferrari. Ferrari was in the same race as Miraval Rose last start over 1,100, where Ferrari didn't have Miraval Rose got the perfect run. Ferrari didn't, was back on the fence. Sort of could have argued that Ferrari should have won that race, got bottled away, didn't get a lot of galloping room. Yeah, going from 1,100 to 1,200, which looks like it'll suit. 2 from 3 on rain-affected going. Not an official Saturday set tip for me because Ferrari has drawn barrier 1, it's probably going to be 5th or 6th. I'm just worried that the fence is going to be inferior on Saturday, so we will wait and see. I thought the danger was Miss Rumbini, who ran a great race in the Group 3 first up and looks to have plenty of improvement. What worries me about Miss Rumbini, though, is the slow tempo. Drawn the widest barrier in 10, probably going to have to go back. So I'm just worried about the tempo in the race. So Ferrari for me, what do you think, Fizz?
Yeah, I can really split the top three in the market, Ferrari, Miraval Rose and Miss Rumbini. Ferrari has the fitness edge last start on Miraval Rose, so you can sort of, you can forgive maybe Miraval Rose a little bit. It was first up and it did have a nice run in the fourth when it sat one out, one back and peeled out and looked like it was going to win. Ferrari zooted up on the inside and ran second, just missed. Miss Rumbini was beaten in a really decent race and it came up the inside, which wasn't the place to be that day. If you say that you think the fence might be off Kings and they're going to make ground and it's a long straight, then I'd have to say the one the three might be the horse to beat, just in the way that the race might shape out. But for me, I couldn't split them, so happy to let the race go.
Fair enough. Let's move to Ballarat Race 9, the Ballarat Cup.
Mm.
A really nice field's come together. You got Globe at $9, I think, or $8.50 there. Obviously won the Cranbourne Cup, one of the more exciting horses going around at the moment. If it's $8.50, it shows that we've come up with a pretty strong Ballarat Cup. What do we make of it?
When I first looked at this race, it took me a while. I just thought this is a complete lottery. There's just so many chances. And I looked at it again and looked at it again and thought, I'm not giving up on this race at all. I will find an angle here. And when I just closed my eyes and thought about it, it's going to be a rain-affected track over 2,000 metres. And a lot of these horses' last runs were at 1,600. And then you've got some horses that are coming back from 2,400. I prefer those horses that can definitely stay the 2,000 metres or run beyond on the wet track. I prefer horses definitely over 2,000 metres that are going to sit off the pace. So You've got a horse like that you were talking about there, the Globe, that's got to sit first or second and hasn't been beyond 1,800 metres. So I'd be against Globe in this race. So I'm looking for horses that have pretty decent recent form, that can definitely run a strong 2,000 metres, that are proven in the wet, and that are going to sit off pace. And the horses that fit into that category are Future History.
Mm-hmm.
Which 650 I did think was short. I think you'll get $8 plus Future History up in the weights. Barclay Square, which was on last start as well. It's probably the horse that I thought $10. I think you'll probably get $12, $13 about Berkeley Square. I could definitely be on Berkeley Square. Muramasa as well, around that $15 mark, looks a decent bet. Then there's an interesting horse in this race, Zechariah.
Mm-hmm.
Zechariah is about, not on the screens, $26, having his third run after coming over from the UK and running 2,000 plus metre races. Third up for Chris Waller, I reckon he set it for this race. Yep. Ran a decent race last start over 1,600. $26, I will definitely be having something on Zechariah. And then you've got a couple of horses, which I don't mind, emergencies, a second and third emergency, so I won't talk about them too much. But number 18, Strawberry Rocks, around $31, and number 19, Toronzino, which was very impressive last start winner at around $26. So I'm sort of going away from the favourites in this race and trying to find a bit of value. The one, if I had to pick one horse, it would be Berkeley Square.
Thank you, Fizz.
Yeah, really tough race as these 2,000 metre races seem to be. A lot of these horses, a few of them were scratched last start due to the heavy track and they've just come into this race after that. But my form found number 16, Poison Chalice, top pick, and then I looked into it and I watched its race and I couldn't possibly be on it. It had the suckiest run last start, draws barrier 15, it couldn't get the job done over 1,800, it steps up to 2,000, looked like it was running out of puff to me. I could be wrong, but so when my top pick comes out and I don't want to be on it, then I generally wipe the race straight away. Muramasa was second pick, scratched off the heavy, so if it gets wet again, they might scratch. Lady in Pink is the type of horse that puts itself in the race all the time, puts itself in a great position in run, drew a good gate to sit somewhere around the fourth or fifth position. It'll give you a run for its money. And that's it for me in that race.
Right, fair enough. Let's move to the Golden West, as you keep calling it. Ascot, we're going to go to race eight, the Northerly Stakes, the last Group 1 for the year. A nice field has assembled. Interesting that Storyville, it was good to us when we did that punter's pot and you tipped in the Saturday set 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, surprised at his favourite, but I guess down in the weights and,
yes,
and
50.
All that. Some good horses in there. What are we going to do?
Well, what a great race when you've got horses like Storyville on the way up against horses like Attrition. It's a real treat.
Yeah.
It's a treat. What do I think of this race? Well, I'm going to start at the top. Attrition, who's gone on tour, Melbourne to Sydney, Sydney to Perth, did trial over in Perth as well. I think Attrition has got a great chance. I think that Trishan's a little bit short, though, at 450, more like a 550 chance, but is a chance. Then we go to number five, Light Infantry Man. Didn't really like his run in the railway. Drawn 15 here. $7.50 seems too short to me. Light Infantry can win the race, but more around that $13 mark, I thought. And then we go to a horse that ran poorly as well in the railway, Democracy Manifest. It was a big drifter, ran 14th, had a bit of bruising, heel bruising, so and got held up. So had a few excuses, but $6, geez, seems very short, even if you go off Democracy Manifest best form. Once again, I think can win, but more double-figure chance.
Qualifier factor, I guess.
I think so. Will drift. Super Smink, I'll get to. Let's talk about Storyville. Great win, as you mentioned last time. Obviously up in grade, but 50 and a half. I think 420 is very well found at 420 as well. More around that $5 chance. I think Storyville is good enough to win this race with 50 and a half. But 420, they're not spoiling us. Then let's go to Super Smink. 750, I think, is a great price.
Ooh,
ran third in the railway. Coming up the inside, over 1,600, gets to 1,800. This horse has got plenty of ability. So you're getting 750 about Super Smink, who ran third in the railway, and you've got horses like Democracy Manifest and Light Infantry Man, which are shorter. I think the 1800 will suit. I think it's the right form line. I think it's the right odds.
Yeah, I can feel this coming.
And is my first official Saturday set tip on the last day of our Saturday sets for 2024.
Great work, Fizzer.
Good stuff, yeah. Race sets up for a solid tempo, I reckon, with Maricino setting the tempo in front. I like Attrition. I liked its run in the Five Diamonds. It actually was just behind heels right on the line and was actually travelling as probably better than all the three in front of it. Mm-hmm. So I think it gets a perfect run. Bo Merton should give it a good ride. Top pick for me, I'll be having something on it. I do have a Super Smink second pick and I'll be backing it as well. I'm a bit surprised, like you said, Light Infantry Man, it should be $16. I don't know what they're looking at there. J-Mac off, Ethan Brown on, Barrier 15, come on, leave me out. Democracy Manifest was unlucky last start. So that's what they've spotted, I think. It never got a run, was travelling. It was travelling well enough to be somewhere near the finish. Wouldn't have won, but maybe the 1800, Chris Waller, no, you know, like the run under its belt over in WA, I'll give it a hope. The other one that's way overs is a horse called Let's Gallivant, number 8, at $23. I don't know what price is out there other than that, but that horse hit the line beautifully after having to go well back in the last race, and I would have something on it at big odds as well.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes have you covered with all the best racing features so you can own spring racing. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. If you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share, and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolfden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code WOLFDEN24. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this spring carnival.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Very good. Just before we move to the official Saturday sets, free AI this weekend. It'll be the last weekend that AI is free on Victorian races. Make sure you make the most of it. Our good friends at the Melbourne Racing Club, they've got free tickets to Caulfield, not this Saturday, the Saturday after, December the 14th. So if you want to go along to Caulfield, and while I say that, we really appreciate how generous they've been to us all year long, allowing a lot of you people to go out to Caulfield for race day. As I say, that a lot of you take it up, so that's great to hear. The link for that will be in the description. With that out of the way, we're going to move to your official Saturday set for the last time in 2024. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So there's been one official so far, which was race 8 over in Perth, number 14, Super Smink. I've got two more. So three in total. Morpheville race 8, number 6, Kinetic Jewel, which I know Fitz likes as well. Drop in grade, drop in weight. Will sit a little bit closer, probably midfield at worst, and looks ready to peak. So you don't often see that, a drop in grade and a drop in weight after the claim. Big ticks, ticks. Let's go to Eagle Farm, race 10, number 15, Ocean Czar. She's had three wins in her career. They've both been over 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm, which she gets the same setup on Saturday. Has drawn off the track, but I don't mind that at Eagle Farm. Probably gets in about fifth or sixth, hopefully with a bit of cover. Third up, ready to peak, and coming off a heavy track at the Sunny Coast, which was unsuitable. So those horses are all good odds. Only need one winner out of those three to show a profit, and I'm pretty confident I can get it.
Great work. Fizz, your Saturday set.
Yeah, well, Morpheville race 8, number 6, Kinetic Jewel. King's just talked about it. Everything he outlined is the reason I found it as well. The drop in weight, the better position in run. It was wide last start, and they didn't really make ground in the race that it came out of either, and it sort of was coming down the outside and peaked late. I'm going to race 9 then at Morpheville, number 5, 16 reasons. This horse had to come up the inside unsuitably and was stuck inside runners and didn't get out till late and sort of went across the line nearly equal with the other three runners that it finished with. Mm-hmm. I think with a bit of tempo on this weekend, looks like a very good bet, maybe storm down the outside and beat them all. Mm-hmm. Rose Hill race 1, number 3, a horse called The Blade. Now, there's a shorty in this race, which won by about 10 lengths last start at Hawkesbury. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to back The Blade first up. I like this horse's win at its only ever start, and I liked its trial, and I think it'll be a very, very good winning chance for us this weekend. And then I got a shorty, Eagle Farm race 5, number 3, same as Matt Taylor, Cigar Flick. I've been following this horse. Unfortunately, it's been finding unsuitable races down in Victoria, and I think back to Eagle Farm, back to the open spaces, it'll get back, but it'll run over the top of them.
Thank you, Fizz. Let's move to the A-team set. There it is, Dream Team Matt, as we discussed on Cigar Flick at Eagle Farm. Let's roll Dano, Driftnet at Rosehill. Junior Matt, Mornington Race 7.
Any price is a good price, eh?
whatever they put up is the right price, as Fizz has so famously said in the past. And there's Smalley, 23, rounding it out at Rosehill Race 3. Thank you, A-team, for your service this year. Let's head towards accountability.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Winner in 2 seconds, I think, last week. So it's all right. Profit's a profit. And Fitzy's doing well, eh? 2,200.
There's A-team.
There they are. But all in all, if you put all six together, which Fitzy's got obviously the bulk of the profit, but there's $1,700 profit for the year after we're betting to win $200. So $1,700. Is pretty good with a $100 maximum bet and betting to win $200. So if we can show a profit, it doesn't matter where it comes from because we in Wolfden, we punt as a pack. So next year it might be Smalley bringing all the profit in, or you never know, stranger things have happened and I might have a big 2025.
Well, I think you will. I've got a funny feeling.
Very good. All right, we're so close to wrapping up, but let's have a little bit of a chat. We do have a bit more content coming your way over the Christmas break. Tomorrow... I'm going to drop a show called The Avdullah Show. So, I jumped online with Brent Avdullah. You can see it up there.
Is it a one-off or is this a regular
thing? It's
just
a one-off. I was chatting with him about greyhounds. I thought, oh, mate, if we're going to chat with you about greyhounds, why don't we have a bit of a chat about Hong Kong International Day? So it was really good. We talked through the big four races, the group ones there. I'll put it up tomorrow morning. I'm sure a lot of you probably not completely across the Hong Kong International meeting. So I'll throw it up tomorrow and you can watch it. It goes for about 15 minutes and it'll get you set for the for Sunday.
I'm looking forward to watching Ka Ying Rising, which is an absolute superstar on Sunday. It is. If you're not familiar, tune in.
Yeah, and I think that David Hayes has said that it's definitely going to come for the Everest and might even run at Flemington as well.
I hope.
That's based on it being in the same kind of form as it is now. It's an interesting one. I was listening to one of maybe Sky or Racing.com interviewed him and they said, well, how did you get this horse? So it was bought in New Zealand because it's by Sham Express, right? You know that?
Sham Express.
So it was bought in New Zealand. They sent it to Lindsay Park. The boys at Lindsay Park said, this thing's like off the charts.
Uh-huh.
And David went, thank you, and nabbed it, took it to Hong Kong.
And there it is.
So just, you know, like
there you go.
Breeding works seniority. All the time, but just it's got, you know, no real nice breeding. It's just obviously just a freak, you know.
They just $5 I saw for the Everest, and you do get your money back.
It's in the four with a tab now.
Is it? Yeah, $4.
I looked at five.
But the fact you get your money back is like,
well, that's it. Yeah. If you know you're getting your money back, and $5 looks a good price.
Yeah. So as we've alluded to, we're going to take a break for about the next 8 weeks, but we will be back. We're going to do a Saturday set for the Magic Millions, and almost certainly do a live stream in a punter's pot with Ladbrokes as well. So it's a long. We are off for a long time, and we. You know, all need to, especially after Christmas, spending all that time with family and that, we need to all come together and have a bit of a punt. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that for Magic Millions. I think Magic Millions is January the 11th.
Okay.
The art of the punt. So this is an interesting one. We worked with racing.com over the spring. And as you can see up on the screen there, we've got a lot of really interesting people who know a lot about the punting game. Sat down with them. There's Mark Reed up on screen now. Everyone loves listening to what he talks about. He told us his 11 principles of punting. We're going to drop them over the next few weeks or something. I think they'll probably... start towards Christmas and push into the new year. Yeah, they're good and they're quite simple. Like they're not structured, you know, at a very, very high level.
Yeah,
I found a lot of them very easy to understand and just like simple little pearls to help people punt better. It's not trying to turn you into the next Jelko or Dr. Nick. It's just trying to help you improve your punting, which is the way it should be. If it gets too sophisticated, people can't understand. Mind you, Mr. Mark Reed did come up with some pretty heavy stuff to
try. I'm very interested to hear what he says. Mm. He's 11 pearls, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't released them before.
No.
How good's that?
This is the power of Wolfden.
Yeah. So, yeah. How good's that?
Very good. And the last one is I've been working on a thing called Wolfden this last year. Mm. So what I'm doing is I'm looking through the whole year of content. And there's a lot of it. I'm just picking out the very best pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it'll go for. Probably about 40 or 45 minutes. But I reckon a few of you put on and be like, oh, I don't want to watch this. And then you'll actually get kind of pretty captivated by it because we've done a lot of stuff in the last year. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So we'll probably put that up at the same time as we normally put the Saturday set up next week and you can all watch that. Fizz is getting really bored. I can see over there that he's starting.
He's had enough. He's clocked off for the year.
He has. But I guess we should do a few thank yous. Firstly, to you, Fizz, thank you very much, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone appreciates that you just, you know.
How much I love it.
You're everybody's favourite punter because you're exactly like them and you tip a lot of winners and I think you give everyone good structure for their Saturday punting.
Very good.
So thank you, mate.
After you killed everyone this year. With your tips, you've certainly got him in the chair next year. So
there's no escaping.
The fans want it.
Yeah.
The fans love the fizzer. So
yeah.
The people's champ.
King's Own, thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Sorry for all the torment we put you through.
Yeah, well, I'm back next year as well, eh?
Yeah, this is the life chair. You chose.
I'm very confident next year, I've got to say. And 2025 is going to be my year.
Yeah, right? I feel it.
Very, very confident.
Big thank you to Trill Mitt over there editing. He does a fantastic job. We all had no idea when we started this, and we actually produce pretty high-quality content now, which is cool. And a big thank you to Ladbrokes. They've supported us all year. We really appreciate that. RacingVictoriaRacing.com. They've been a huge influence Absolutely. And support to us. And looks like we're going to do it with both of those parties again next year. And as always, we'll try and raise the bar and take things to an ever higher level. I've got many ideas. Hopefully a few of them get across the line. But most importantly, thank you very much to all of you for supporting us. We appreciate that you take time out of your week to watch us. And look, it's all good fun and onwards and upwards in 2025. That'll do, eh?
That'll do. No more thank yous because you got through everyone. But yeah, thanks for watching and have a great Christmas as well. Sink a few beers on holiday and back plenty of winners.
Look after yourselves up at NC in 2025.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.